You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Comebackers is a phrase that's used to describe students who return to school later in life. They often face a lot of challenges when juggling classes, family, and work, while also running into a fair amount of red tape when trying to enroll and find the support that they need, which can dramatically increase the time it takes to get their degree and start their new careers. For Jennifer Liberty, graduating was a 26-year-long process. She's now an assistant professor at Sierra College, at the very same school she first went to as an 18-year-old. Along the way, she learned a lot about how higher ed can make things easier for adult learners, and even did research on the matter, talking to other students just like her. She detailed her story and her findings in a recent article for EdSource and is here today to tell us more. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Vicky. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, so after reading your article in EdSource, you know, I think about my parents who didn't graduate from college. They did a little bit of college, I guess that traditional way, maybe community college. My dad went to trade school. My mom ended up getting her degree, but I was in high school when that happened. But then I learned when sharing that, like from other colleagues in the newsroom, there are very similar stories of that, whether it was their grandparents or their parents, maybe they themselves. So even though it's not that traditional route, it actually seems like it's more common than one may think.
I would agree. Same thing. I'm first generation, didn't have that experience. But then as I started going through, you hear similar stories. You hear people who, you know, started maybe in high school or right after high school. That was the expected thing to do and left. And then years later decided to come back. So it is a lot more common, I think, than the historical narrative has been.
What was your first college experience like when you were 18 years old at Sierra College?
It was interesting. It was, you know, you started, I'm excited, registered for classes, you get there. And it was, felt like a continuation of high school. Felt like it was very much, I was expected to be there and to be participating. But it wasn't for me in that capacity as far as I was living on my own. I was working, was offered a full-time position at the bank that I was working at, and the money was too good to be true. I needed the money to keep the roof over my head and food on the table. And so, like many people in those instances, college then takes a back seat. It's not the priority. And so that was, you know, very similar story to many out there. That was my story. And so college ended for me in order to proceed with, you know, other responsibilities.
I mean, it may have ended for you then, but it was maybe always in the back of your mind. So what led you to re-enroll at Sierra College about 15 years later?
It was the realization that my kids were growing up. And my husband loves what he does, and he was enjoying his work. And I wanted something for me. I knew that when they were gone, I didn't want to just volunteer. It was great doing that as a mom. But I wanted something that was mine and a career path that I could have when that time came.
How was it re-enrolling? I mean, because now life is multidimensional, right? Like you're a mom, you have a lot of other things going on, a family you may have been working at that time as well. So that challenges what kind of classes you can take and how quickly you can get through and get your degree.
It was very challenging. I had to, my son was 4, he was still at home, my other two were in school. So because of that responsibility, I had to take a night class. I started one night class a semester. And that was so rewarding that I continued on. And I had to do that up until my son was full day school. Then I was able to juggle two classes. But that's still it between drop off and pickup and homework. And, you know, you're taking your kids to soccer and swim and all of the things that they do. The schedules at most colleges at that time were not conducive to people who were trying to take more than one class. So it was very challenging.
Yeah. And you kept at it, though. So, I mean, it was a fulfilling experience. Do you think it was better going to college in your case when you were older compared to, you know, maybe when you were 18 going to Sierra College? I often think about that myself. I'm like, what if I, you know, I didn't do the traditional route and maybe I went to school when I had maybe a little more emotional maturity or maybe more life experience, how that would shape the college experience?
It completely shapes it. That life experience also, not only does it, you know, make it more enriching and you're able to maybe relate the concepts that you're learning a little more deeply, it also is just, it gives you that maturity and almost that determination, right? You have a goal in mind and you have it based on what your life is now. For me, it was, you know, setting a good example for my children, being first generation, proving to them that it's never too late to follow that dream. So your motivation is a little different. I also think your time management skills are a little bit better. You have been juggling these outside responsibilities. You kind of know how to fit things in maybe in a shorter amount of time. And so I think it definitely for comebackers and for adult learners, our perspective is very different going into college versus when you're 18.
And you ended up becoming an assistant professor. Was that always the trajectory you wanted to take?
It was not. When I started college, I knew I wanted to be in psychology, which is what I currently am a professor of at Sierra College, but I actually wanted to counsel veterans with PTSD. It's a community that holds a special place for me. But as I began to be on campus and embedded in the programs, I became an embedded tutor for a professor. There was just a switch, and it was like, this is where I belong. I belong on campus. I actually remember calling my husband and going, I don't even want to leave campus. And he's like, well, then maybe you need to find a job on campus where you can stay and be part of that community. And it just built. The further I went along, the research, I was a ISA, an instructional student assistant for a professor. The more I was embedded in this community, the more I realized that this is where I could make a difference and where I belonged.
And then you came to Sacramento State to get your master's, and that's where you did a little bit of research as well and talked to other adult college students like yourself.
Yeah, I actually came for my bachelor's, and when I was doing my bachelor's here, I was asked to sit on a panel for adult learners, and I had somebody in the audience who was part of the California Attain Coalition, and they asked me to be part of this research as a comebacker myself, and that was just the most humbling and insightful experience, and it was able to kind of further my path into this community.
What are the big challenges that you want people to better understand, maybe even universities to understand, when it comes to returning students later in life and wanting to re-enroll?
So I think it's really important to understand that based on the research and comebacker students that we've talked to outside of research, myself, it's the increased access to a quality of online education. Not only do we need more online programs, we need the quality to also support those programs and the supports that students need to be embedded within those programs. We need faculty to be trained. COVID was kind of a big catalyst for this movement to online, but a lot of schools have now backed off of that. And there wasn't the training that needed to be had, right, for anybody in that situation. It was kind of, here you go, you're in the classroom one day, you're online the next. But now that we know that this isn't going away, that this is offering opportunity to people who otherwise wouldn't have it, we really need to make those programs robust and include the supports that students need.
You also learned that, you know, when it comes to selecting classes, planning out your degree, it can be difficult if a returning student is maybe like a decade post going to school. Maybe those classes or those degrees have changed, or maybe they don't even exist anymore.
Correct. So a lot of comebackers face catalog rights problems and priority registration problems. So a lot of them may be coming back and they only have two or three classes that they need to complete. But they're at the bottom of the list for registration now on classes that maybe are only taught once a semester, and so they're struggling to get into those classes. Or they may face catalog rights. They've come back, they had taken all these classes, and now those classes don't apply to that degree any longer. And so they have to start over and re-enroll in classes that they had already taken, or there's new classes that need to be taken in order to complete that degree. So they're set back from day one.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Jennifer Liberty, an associate professor at Sierra College, who wrote about the challenges she faced coming back to college later in her life. It took 26 years to get that degree, and now she is teaching at Sierra College. After that research you did, you talked to about 50 other adults that had a similar experience to you re-enrolling in college. What were some of the big takeaways from that research on how things could be improved for comebackers?
I think a lot of it, obviously, is this increase in accessibility to online education and flexible learning schedules as far as accelerated classes, maybe shorter terms where students can hop in, not in the traditional spring or fall semester, but maybe partway through. Another one is having those supports for students. Feeling a sense of community. As adult learners, you're sitting in a classroom and you're looking around and you're not seeing yourself oftentimes in that classroom. And so we're not offering those supports either. A lot of colleges have normal orientations. You come in and you go to this big orientation and it's a full day event and it's great. And, you know, they serve lunch. But for adult learners, that's not always something that they can attend or that they can relate to. I think it's important to make sure that we're setting up programs and supports that we can see ourselves reflected in and can support us in the ways that we need versus the historical student.
And as you mentioned, you got your bachelor's at Sac State, but you did get your master's from University of Phoenix.
Correct.
And so how is that different than, you know, public universities or maybe when you think of like the traditional brick and mortar college campus going to University of Phoenix? And are there things that can be pulled from that experience that could be used to help comebackers and those who want to re-enroll in college later in life?
Absolutely. So I was lucky with Sacramento State that I was enrolled in their College of Continuing Education program, which is a program that was built for adult learners. So it was a online accelerated asynchronous program, but it was taught by the professors who also teach on campus in the traditional brick and mortar. So it was a little bit of an overlap, which was great. And then I went on to University of Phoenix because it was an online program and it was very difficult to find. Sac State doesn't offer that. It was very difficult to find that locally. And so I had to go out of state in order to be in that program. And that program, you could see the differences in that entire program was built for adult learners and it was built to be consistent. So Sac State, you've got different professors teaching different classes and they have different styles. They've basically just converted their on-ground course to an online course. Versus the University of Phoenix, all the courses were set up the same. And it was more a faculty coming in and teaching a program that they had already vetted that would work for adult learners versus students having to adapt to the course structure that the professor laid out. This was professors adapting to the course structure that was laid out for the students. And that made a huge impact on the progression that I was able to achieve.
And on your campus at Sierra College, where you're a professor, I mean, you're also looking to adopt an adult learner's specific orientation. What does that look like?
It's very new. It hasn't been adopted at all. It's kind of my goal of going in there and talking about it and bringing it to light. And it's an orientation that is just for adult learners that highlights the supports that offered at Sierra College that would support adult learners. For example, our tutor center has online tutoring that is done in the evenings from 5 to 8 and certain nights a week, which is something that a lot of traditional campuses don't offer. It's something that will support them. But when students come to campus and go through a traditional orientation, they may not be aware of those supports that are strictly there. You know, it's not strictly for adult learners, but it is something that is going to serve them better than that historical kind of 9 to 5 Monday through Thursday situation.
You also write that this is just bigger than, you know, someone who wants to go to college or bigger than a university. I mean, this is an issue that's also important for California as a whole. How so?
So right now, California has over 6 million Californians ages 25 to 64 who have some college but no credential. And California is heading towards a lack of employees who have the certificates or the degrees or the knowledge to fill jobs that are coming up. And so we have all this amazing potential, but it's just sitting there. And so we really need to reach out to that community to get them back in, to get them with certificates or degrees that they can fill this job need that California has coming.
If you could talk to one of those 6 million people in the state, what would you like them to know, given, you know, your experience of actually achieving and doing this?
First of all, I want to say, don't ever give up on the dream. It's very hard. There are obviously going to be barriers and obstacles that everybody faces. But at the end of the day, it's worth it. I'm sitting here actually with my dream job at the community that I want it to be at. And to reach out for support, get to know your professors, get to know those supports that are offered on campus. they want to see you succeed. I mean, that was a big part of me being here, was talking to professors and finding those who wanted to be mentors, who wanted to support me, and saying yes to opportunities that I wouldn't have said yes to if not encouraged by people who surrounded me. Just do it. Take it a baby step at a time. Like I said, it was one class. I fell in love. One class builds, and then it builds, and then you see how close you are, and then you maybe want to take the next step. So it's just a matter. And reach out. Reach out to your local colleges. Find out what programs they have. For myself, the College of Continuing Education, I accidentally found their online program after I had already applied for the brick and mortar on-campus program. So reach out and ask.
And you are now in academia, in the classroom. What is it like now being on the other side, helping students learn and grow? How has that made you a better professor?
It's humbling and it's insightful. I think I have a different perspective. I'm able to work with students and take the time to learn a little bit more about them and what their background is, and relate to them a little bit more, especially at the community college level. We do have a lot of adult learners. We do have a lot of people who are juggling, and not just adult learners, but students who are juggling jobs and outside caregiving responsibilities. And so it allows me to kind of relate to them a little bit more and take the research and my experience and just apply it to hopefully engage them with a deeper connection.
Jennifer, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Jennifer Liberty is an associate professor of psychology at Sierra College. She wrote an op-ed for the publication EdSource detailing the ways higher education can be made more accessible for students who return to college later in life. In Jennifer's case, it took 26 years to graduate. Still ahead, we are closing Insight's final show of the year with a list of the experiences and gifts curated by our own Sacramento newsletter team. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.